This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And we're cued to Neil Young. I'm Marcy Silman. Yep, that is Neil Young, American rock star, citizen of Canada. He's making common cause with environmentalists and native people to oppose the mining of the Alberta oil sands. Joining us to talk about that story and all the news from the north, our Canadian correspondent Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun. Hi, Vaughn.
Hi, Marcy.
Nice to talk with you again. We have talked in the past about Neil Young and his stand against coal sand, but remind us, why is he opposed to the mining?
Oh, he's opposed on a whole bunch of grounds. He's been opposed on environmental grounds for a long time for the development of the oil sands, the tar sands, or whatever you want to call them here in Canada, the familiar environmental arguments, but he's ratcheted up recently with a tour of Canada where he's raising money for a group of native Canadians who are battling the development on legal grounds. He says the Canadian government isn't living up to its treaty obligations. He's also given a very, very controversial interviews here. Neil Young, as you will know, is no stranger to controversy. In fact, no stranger to controversy could be a working title for the life story of Neil Young, if you think of all the controversies he's gotten involved in over the years and all the political stands he's taken.
Well, Vaughn, last time I spoke with you about this particular issue, he had been banned from a particular town in Alberta. Now who is he angering?
Well, I just spotted this in the last hour, so I will give you breaking news on it. But the Canada's national newspaper, the Globe and Mail, has just posted on its front page, so if people want to look at this, they can, a fact check on Young's most recent interview with the CBC, and they accuse him of three serious errors. So I'll give you the short version of this. The first one is that Young compared the oil sands to Hiroshima. The Globe points out that 100,000 people died in the nuclear bombing of Hiroshima. The second claim is that the oil is being shipped to China from Alberta. It is not. It is mostly being shipped to the United States, and Canadians consume it. China has nothing to do with it at the moment. And his third point is that the area being despoiled is, I think, the size of the United Kingdom. It's not that big. It's big, but it's not even close to that size. So I only mention this, Marcy, is just how much attention this interview is getting in Canada, how much controversy has been generated. I listened to a Vancouver radio station this morning where people on the air were accusing Young of hypocrisy because, of course, he's made most of his money selling records and CDs, both of which are petroleum products, and by touring the continent incessantly with his gear being pulled along in diesel-powered buses while Young rides on airplanes fueled with jet fuel. So if he wanted attention on this one, he surely got it.
He surely got it. Well, you know, it's interesting to hear the Canadian reaction to this because in the United States, the ongoing opposition to the construction of an oil pipeline from Canada down to the Gulf of Mexico has indeed slowed down the project. But whenever I talk to you about this issue, I get the sense that public opinion in Canada is far less vociferous opposed to it.
Oh, there's lots and lots of opposition here in Canada. Here in British Columbia, there's a proposal to put a pipeline through from Alberta to the coast that would take the oil to China. I'm not sure that'll ever be built. It's battled politically. Native Canadians are in court over it, or going to be. Even in the province of Alberta, where a huge amount of the province's wealth comes from developing the oil sands, there's lots of opposition. This is not without opposition. When a celebrity steps into something like this, they generate a lot of publicity, which is one of the reasons that celebrities that are political minded do it. They, of course, open themselves up to attack for hypocrisy and everything else as well. There's no. But as I said, Young's no stranger to that. He's been. You can go right back to what the song he wrote about Kent State, Ohio, which got banned on the radio 40 years ago. So he is, as I said, no stranger to controversy.
Neil Young, Raising Hackles for 40 Years, a new slogan. We're talking with Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. And Vaughn, like us here in the Pacific Northwest, across Canada, it's been a kind of a rough flu season. And I understand there's a run on flu vaccine.
Yeah, the Canadian government misjudged the demand for flu vaccine this year by a significant number of doses. In fact, they've had to kind of go onto the open market to find more. They're looking for about 500,000 at the moment. What happened was the government looked at trends in recent years and concluded there'd be a particular level of demand, I think about 11 million flu shots for 33 million Canadians. But there's been a real scare in the last month or so because of a number of people dying of flu in the province of Alberta. And the fact that younger people are getting the flu, you know, it tends to be a senior's issue. Younger people have been getting it, and people have been lining up for the flu shots. And, well, at the moment, we're in danger of running out. The government managed to rustle up 500,000 shots, I think, last week. You know, what happens is the people that make flu shots, by this time of the year, they're expecting North American demand to tail off. They're starting to make batches for the Southern Hemisphere for their flu season coming up. So Canada's, if you got any left over anywhere, the Canadian government is in the market for flu shots.
Well, as I understand it from talking to our King County health officials, we have an adequate supply here, so maybe we'll send some north
send them
to
on
you.
Up.
We will. Vaughn Palmer.
We pay cash on the barrelhead for this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
We pay our bills.
Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun, is a regular Wednesday guest on The Record. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Marcy.
Thank you, Vaughn. It is The Record on KUOW.